much, so we better.
Yeah, so we should get going.
We have to hurry this week because Scott's got things to do. This just isn't that important to him.
It's okay.
I take time out of my busy day.
And well, busy day doing what? Watching the Cowsills?
No, I'm gloating.
Over the Timberwolves?
Well, I could, but that would be kind of hypocritical.
There we go.
No, they did the awards thing last night for the seniors in Princeton.
Oh, yeah?
And my darling granddaughter garnered 3 scholarships, which means I'm going to go to her for money now.
Nice. Does she adopt people she's not blood related to?
She's not even talking to me without an appointment. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Right? Okay, here we go. There's a couple of tidbits that came in that are just cute and a half.
Now, wow, the Associated Press is way behind.
Where did
the Twins and their home run sausage are home safely with the win streak intact. Wow. Guys, you're about a week behind. Sorry.
Well, the first thing I went to get.
And how could they keep that rancid thing in an athletic area is what I want to know.
Really?
Ew.
Huh.
I think Baldelli called it a biohazard once. And the worst part is he's not wrong.
What in the heck?
What are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for some stuff that I linked to.
Uh-oh.
But it's not coming up. It's sending me.
Is it sending you to Aquarius Water?
The wrong place. No, we love the people at Aquarius. I'm their radio spokesperson.
I know. That's why I was wondering, maybe it was like sending you there. It's a way of reminding you to get a move on.
Copy. Cochise. Let me do this. Copy.
Chop, chop, belly flop.
Where did you get that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think my girls taught it to me a long time ago.
Oh, I must have done something stupid, Tony. Are you shocked?
Hang on. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's see if this is. So here, Ronnie Tucker sent this in.
Okay.
Boris Johnson was turned away from a polling station while trying to vote in the UK's local elections.
Well, he's in a Polish station. Why is he trying to vote in a British
polling
thing?
Polling, not Polish.
Well, that
he forgot to bring his photo ID. A requirement he introduced while prime minister.
No, I'm just impressed they have to have a photo ID. We don't.
No, but you got to have a photo ID to drive a car.
Yep. You got to have a photo ID to get on a plane to go overseas.
Buy a gun.
Do most a lot. Prove you can have alcohol or cigarettes.
Yep. I just don't have a problem with that. I don't. I think Ronnie might, because he called Boris just a bell end.
No, Boris is a stud.
Which is?
Stupid stud. Hey, he's getting older, man. We all forget things. I don't even know why I'm here.
That's, well, it's because we've called a meeting.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Without an agenda. Oh, my goodness. Here's something interesting. University
now
of
I'm
Denver's...
thinking of I can see clearly now. Why?
Why? I can see clearly now. Which version?
The Johnny Nash.
Oh, okay. University of Denver's men's hockey team had all the ingredients to score another national championship victory a while back, except for one.
What was that?
A band.
The band didn't go?
So the vice chancellor for athletics, Josh Berlow, turned to the Edina Hornets.
Yeah.
My high school team.
Yeah.
A high school pet
There are more than a couple of Minnesota kids on that and the Denver squad.
What I thought was funny is they call it a high school pep band near St. Paul.
Well, if you're on the moon.
Yeah, it's right next door.
You can't miss it.
About 24 teenage musicians stepped up to learn the Denver fight song in just a couple of weeks. When it would take about one rehearsal, guys. Even for a high school pep band, it would take one rehearsal, maybe two. Just a couple
of weeks.
Are you
kidding?
Yeah, that's how they wrote it. Just a couple of weeks. A pep band is used to learning stuff fast.
See, the trouble is you've got a reporter right there who's either so far removed from high school who doesn't have a clue or never had any inkling of what's going on in a pep band.
Hmm.
What?
Or isn't a musician. So it has, you know, they're just
but pep
dumb.
Bands, they're always ready.
Always. And
it doesn't take school for 2 hours every day. They practice, you moron.
It doesn't take 2 weeks to learn a fight song.
No.
Anyway,
well,
let's
it took
see.
Me 2 weeks to learn my high school fight song, but I'm just not that smart.
I can't even remember.
I can't either. I can fight by Crusaders, school. Big, Brave, and Bold. Something about towering to the sky, our banners blue and gold, and then I'm done.
He died a cheer for the green, and then cheer again for gold. H-O-R-N-E-T-S, he died a hornet's fight, fight, fight.
See, now if we got a cathedral kid in there, we could have a stop sign, because Edina's green.
Yep.
Denver's red.
Woo, this is nice.
I'll get the gold from the blue and gold, and there we go.
The band director was happy with the kids. They brought so much energy. Oh, no, not the band director. Burlow,
yeah,
the coach.
Director? Yeah.
Coach brought so much energy and inspired our entire team.
On to victory.
Yeah. It was just one of them fun things. Jessica Thompson checked in.
Jessica.
She sent the story about
pear tree.
Panera Bread making Kentucky Derby hats on the day we recorded the story. So
we were ahead of someone?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Okay, we're done.
Jessica might have been
in a
coma.
No, we're stopping now. It's a sign.
Jessica
Let's
may have been in a coma for a day or
on.
Two, you know. But she says, I wonder if Panera realizes that the Kentucky Derby takes place outside where there are birds and horses and bees. Oh, my.
Did you know that was actually the original lyric? Birds
what?
And horses and bees, oh, my.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but they couldn't get anyone to wear the bee costume.
They
and the animation waited. Wasn't what the Simpsons had, so.
They should have waited for the Saturday Night Live version. We don't need no stinking badges. So.
Mailbag? Is this mailbag?
This is mailbag. Yeah, I'm trying to get there to the next
keep going.
Item.
Chop,
next, next items are, comments. Unless you got a story, you got it. Because we've only got two comments.
No, there's a picture of my baby Jaden when she was just 5 or 6. Now she's a senior.
Yes.
Who won't borrow me money? Okay, go ahead.
Is she the one that wanted our home address?
Yes.
Jaden? Yeah, okay.
Well, as I remember it, one of my granddaughters who has already graduated.
Yeah.
I didn't send you one?
Mm-mm.
No.
No invite for graduation.
I believe when you were there,
mm-hmm.
because this is what, despite Anne's sensibilities.
Yes.
And I can't explain Scott in that one. Despite that, Scott still likes to go and crash graduation parties.
I love them.
They just go down the block. They had 1 week, they had North, 1 week. You get the idea.
Absolutely.
So he showed up at Shelby's and
we don't go to Ishconsin because nobody graduates.
Well, they do, but no one counts it here.
Well, they call it their release date.
And so my darling the most laid back of my granddaughters just stood there and took a tremendous beating. she was.
Yes,
so cute.
She did.
She was so cute. I forgot. She blamed it on her mom, which. Now, if you're going to pick on Kara, she'll fight back, but it'll take a week or so.
Yeah, she usually has to
come
think
up
about
with
it.
Something, you know.
Yeah.
Is her favorite.
She's good at it.
Yeah.
Apropos of This Is True Really News, Mailback episode 129, we got to talking about the guys getting struck by lightning and
yes,
all of that stuff. And my brother, Chris Combs, no relation, says, lightning? I can see that from here. Well, you can't see Pike's Peak, can you?
You can see lightning.
Or nothing else useful.
No.
But you can see the...
Yeah, lightning.
Ding bat.
Attaboy. Way to help us out, dude.
Apropos, This Is True Really News, episode 859, from Mr. Martin. Edwin, I got to tell you this. The reason I call you Mr. Martin is because you are... Martin is my wife's old name. Old last name.
Maiden name.
That's it. And I always called her dad Mr. Martin. He was a teacher.
You know why?
Because he was a teacher.
He deserved that.
He was also a lieutenant who drove drove B-17s over Germany during World War II.
And he was not a small man.
No, he was a tall man.
And he deserved to. I mean, he was one of those. He was a hoot.
Yes.
He and Clarence Zilla would have had a great time together. That's
yes, they would.
Oh, my.
What I love is occasionally he'd walk over to me at one of the gatherings and he'd say, maybe he'd be halfway done with a bourbon and seven. And he'd go, give me one more of these and you could send me home. And he said it with such relish.
Is it, please?
Yes. It was just a hoot. Anyway,
I don't like you. It's my daughter I came to see. And
and I've talked to her now and we're going.
Yeah, we can go.
Anyway, Mr. Martin, he says, now this was about, we started talking about crocodile.
And
croc or alligator, I don't know.
Oh, the snouts.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I got lost in Florida and wound up in a bar that served crocodile.
That is not hard to do in Florida.
No, if you get lost, turn around, you'll find a bar.
Any of that is not hard.
Bars
not getting
follow
lost,
people.
Not finding a bar, and having bars are crocodile.
It was about as chewy and tasty as an old Crocker tractor tire.
Well, I don't know. I think the tractor tire might be offended, but sure.
Well, you know, but I've had gator at Papa Do's in Atlanta. And that, honestly,
Papa Do's in Atlanta.
Well, it was spongy, but I could chew it pretty easily, and it tasted just like chicken.
And right now, there are chickens going, why the hell do they always do that?
What is it? What did we say?
What do we taste like? Well, never mind.
So there you go.
Nice
that covers our
everything
mailbag.
Yep.